Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Sarah Fisher Talks Connective Parenting. This week, I want to talk about a topic that is really dear to my heart, a topic that I think is so important for all of us, whether we are parents or not, as humans and as individuals. That connection we have with ourselves is so important. Understanding ourselves, being aware of our own emotions, looking after ourselves, processing our own emotions, giving us space to think and reflect, and all of those things that we need to do sometimes to just be is so important. But in a world that is so busy, we often forget. I don't know about you, but during the pandemic, during the lockdown, I was incredibly busy with work, but actually I also had time every night, or made time or whatever it was, to go out for a walk with my son very often, or just to get outside or to relax. We had that headspace. Since we've come back, everything's just gone flat out, full on. People are just go, go, go. And it's brilliant. We're enjoying socializing again. We're enjoying getting out. We're enjoying life. But are we allowing ourselves to connect with ourselves, to process our emotions, to understand ourselves, to just move forward? Because I know I've had huge levels of stress over the last few years at times. I know a number of the families I work with, that the adults, parents, the carers, some of the professionals I work with at times have just felt totally overwhelmed, hugely stressed, absolutely exhausted. And it's really hard to do anything from that place. You know, it's hard to be you as a human. It's hard to be a parent. It's harder to be a carer. It's harder to do your job. It's harder to be a friend. It's harder to be a partner, a family member, whatever it is, if you are absolutely exhausted. I recently put out a post on social media and we said, self-care isn't selfish. Not doing self-care is selfish. And I know that that post resonates with a lot of people, and there's a lot of people that agree with that. There's also, understandably, people who don't agree with that. And I get it. Many of us grew up, particularly possibly women more than men, with the belief that you put other people first, or certainly as a mum, you put everybody else first and you're at the bottom of the list. If you had time, you might put yourself on the list. If you had time, you might do something for you. But everything was for everybody else first. However tired, exhausted, unwell, whatever, you did everything for everybody else first. No, I'm not saying that's wrong. Of course I'm not. And my mom's listening. Mum, I love you. You did an amazing job. But actually, I think the world has changed. I think we are seeing the power of looking after ourselves in terms of supporting our children. You know, if we're looking after ourselves, if we are at the top of our list, and I don't mean that in a never do anything for anybody else, it's always my things first stuff. But if we're able to say, actually, I need 10 minutes every day to myself to read my book, or to do some yoga, or go for a walk, or chat to a friend, or sit in the garden and enjoy the sun. There's trying to find some sunshine, and have a drink or just enjoy the sun on your face. If that helps you to be in a better place, to be able to process and release some emotion, or to release some stress, or top up your tank so you're not quite so tired, then that enables you to do everything else you want to do from a better place. I know as a mum, when I am tired, I cannot connect so well with my son. It's not because he doesn't necessarily want to. Often there are the times when he wants to and I'm like, I'm just too tired. I can't do it right now. There are the times when he might ask for something totally reasonably and I lose it. There are also the times when, if he's struggling, because teenagers do sometimes, that I may not respond in the right way, or in a helpful way, or in a calm way, or in a way that supports his regulation, because I'm not in a place to do that. And that's why, for me, this idea of self-care is so important. And it means different things to different people. You know, the word self-care is banded around left, right, and center, and it means different things to different people in very, very different ways. One of the mums in the group when I shared this post, shared one of the places that self-care came from, and it was around people who were fighting for equality and rights, and that they understood that it was incredibly mentally draining to be doing that, and that you needed to be looking after yourself in order to be able to keep going with that ongoing fight for rights and equality and those things. And I can't remember the exact where it came from, which is awful. I should have checked it. But I think that is so true for so many of us as parents, you know, particularly if your child is struggling, if they have extra needs, or if they're struggling at school or whatever's going on, it can feel like a constant fight just to be heard sometimes, you know. Or you might find, excuse me, your child is struggling at school and, you know, or at home, and it's just it feels like a constant battle. It becomes even more important that we look after ourselves in those moments, that we top up our own tank, that we can process that maybe anger and frustration that, you know, the people that are supposed to be there to listen and help and support aren't, or can't, or don't understand, or worst case, won't. And I think that for me is why this idea of self-care isn't selfish. Not doing it is. And that's not to say that we're not incredibly busy. You know, I'm a single parent. We work pretty much full time, sometimes more than full time. And I know when I'm not fitting in that time, I crash and burn. You know, I know those are the times when I end up with a migraine and feeling rubbish for 3 days, and not quite in bed for 3 days, but not far off, because I haven't been doing the things I need to do to look after myself. And that's been a real focus of mine over the last year, is really thinking, okay, how do I get myself to the top of my list a bit more often? Not all day, every day, because that's never going to happen for me, but a bit more often. And how do I release this sense of guilt that I feel when I say, do you know what? I am going out with a friend. Well, do you know what? I am going to bed slightly early tonight. Well, do you know what? I'm going to say no to that thing because I know I need 5 minutes to myself. And it's all of these bits that are often so ingrained in us not to do that by society. And you can feel guilty for doing it. I understand that some people are incredibly frustrated with me saying you've got to try and fit in some self-care. Because when you are working full-time, when you are looking after children full-time, or maybe you're not working full-time, you're looking after children full-time, and that is a full-time freaking job. No, it's really full-on. And you just don't have time for you, particularly if maybe you're looking after your parents as well. You've got so many different plates you're trying to spin that you can't find the time for you. But a very wise therapist of mine last year said to me, is it that you can't find the time, or is it that you're choosing not to? And I remember feeling really angry at that. How dare she tell me I can't find time, that I'm choosing not to? I'm too busy. I haven't got capacity. And I really got very cross at that. And she was like, okay, I can see you're really cross at that. It's like, yeah, I'm really offended. You think I haven't got the time. I know at the time I was telling everyone to do self-care. I wasn't doing enough for me. Or put it differently, I wasn't doing the right things for me at that time. That's the difference. It's not necessarily about the quantity, it's about the quality. And we can say that about spending time with our children. It's not about the quantity necessarily, it's about the quality. So self-care might be 2 or 3 minutes for you. And that might be all you need just to cop your tank up again and get going. You might need longer. You might need to do a little bit more. And if you tell yourself, I say this to myself, I can't say nothing's going to work unless I get a weekend off, because it's not going to happen in my world. But if I go, do you know what, just 2 minutes might help me right now, and I can do those things like that deep breathing, like tapping, because I use a lot of EFT for my self-care now, like just lying in bed and listening to some meditation as I fall asleep. I love dancing around my kitchen. I found Greatest Hits Radio channel. Loving it. I have proper boogies around my kitchen on a regular basis. That cheers me up. That lifts me. That, you know, all of those things, spending time with my partner, spending time with my friends, doing all of these things lifts me up. And I have moved myself away from feeling guilty about spending time with friends and enjoying it to realizing actually that helps me spend better quality time with my son and be in a better place to help my son, to support the families I support, to do the work I do, to enjoy my life. And so if you are one of those people who, like me, has gone through what is in that place of, I don't have time to do self-care, I would ask you actually just to reflect on that. Are you not making the time? And that's a difficult question, and I appreciate that there will be people who don't like me asking that question. But we make time for the things we think are important. And absolutely, your children are important. Doing the paperwork is important. You know, cooking the dinner is important. Washing the clothes is important. All of those things are important. But so are you. And you deserve to have a few minutes every day to yourself doing something you love. And that might be watching your favourite TV programme. It might be, you know, reading a book for a couple of pages, dancing around your kitchen. It doesn't matter what it is. Flicking through TikTok. My son got me into TikTok. Do you quite like it? I'm not sure it's self-care. Do you like it? It's whatever works. So that's why I wanted to share today, just my learning over the last year, the times when through my sessions with my coaches or my therapists, they've pushed me into places that felt uncomfortable and saying, why aren't you doing it? What is it that's stopping you? You know, are you putting your, why don't you put yourself first sometimes? And those difficult questions have made me reflect and made me go, actually, yeah, I don't need to feel guilty about it. It's okay for me to take some time for me. It's okay for me to say, I've had enough today. I'm dipping out for 10 minutes. I'm just going to go for a walk around the block, whatever it is. So I would ask you to look at it and think about, if you're not finding the time, what is it that's stopping you from finding time? Honestly, what's stopping you from finding time? And then go from there. So that's this episode of Sarah Fisher Talks Connective Parenting. I know some of you will be in agreement with this and some of you will be really challenged. Let me know what you think. I love hearing both sides of that argument. And I think it's a really, it's a big one and it's an important one for us to be thinking about. As we move forward in the world, as we move forward as people, putting ourselves first, sometimes it's really, really important. If you would like any support or help, there are loads of free resources and ideas on the website, connectivefamily.com. You'll find a link to the free Facebook group in there as well. So that is it for this week's episode of Sarah Fisher Talks Connective Parenting, and I will be back soon.